here's a story from The World.
Serious anger across Colombia over new taxes. Protests against those taxes turned deadly in cities like Cali. Then yesterday, Colombian President Iván Duque said that he would withdraw the tax reform. Nationwide, at least 17 people died and more than 800 were injured over the past few days. The proposed austerity reforms would have dramatically raised taxes on the poor. Sergio Guzman has been following all of this from the city of Cali. He's with the group Colombia Risk Analysis. I asked him why the proposed tax reforms were so controversial.
In the past year of very serious lockdowns, Colombia's unemployment rate has escalated significantly. Our poverty rate now stands at 42%. The economy contracted by close to 7% in the last year. And to add insult to injury, the government was pretending to increase taxes.
Right. Well, you can understand some of the anger. How did Colombians respond when the government tried to push these austerity reforms through?
We've all known that the police reaction is going to greatly determine the temperature of the situation. But what you saw from many of the commentators on the government side and the minister themselves was, hey, no, we need to be heavy-handed. We need to get it under control here without any sort of indication that they understand that their intervention is likely to make things worse as opposed to soothe the situation. We have an ombudsman that's tasked with overseeing these kinds of situations and human rights. Well, he was in his farm during the demonstrations. And the week before that, he was in Miami getting a vaccination.
So as of today, what kind of victory have the demonstrators actually won?
To date, the Minister of Finance has resigned. But both the withdrawal of the tax reform and the resignation of the Minister of Finance are likely to embolden protests to demand more things. Things such as police reform, things such as the elimination of the use of the herbicide glyphosate to spray on coca crops, among others. I don't think that they'll be able to compel the government to give in on many of these issues, much less for President Duque to resign, which is also one of the things that they're calling for. But it's important for the government to start convening a national dialogue to find a way forward.
Right. And as we've been seeing today in Latin America, across the continent, all of this is happening as coronavirus deaths in Colombia spike. Intensive care units in Bogota are nearly at capacity. So how are the pressures of life with this virus shaping this protest movement and the government's response to it?
You're absolutely correct. It's very difficult to differentiate one from the other. And one of the ways that we can actually chart a path forward is through massive vaccination. Unfortunately, as you well know, there's a shortage of vaccines globally, which is something that the Colombian government has been trying to address to no avail.
So despite the outsized impact of COVID on the lives of many of these protesters, it sounds like they have the upper hand right now. What is their next move?
Absolutely, they have the upper hand. Today, they've done blockades of roads. The truckers' unions have added themselves to the protests and they're blocking major road arteries that connect the entire country. As time goes on, they're improving their bargaining position and their leverage vis-a-vis the government. So unless the government's able to quickly get a handle of the situation by addressing some of the consensus-building measures, this is unlikely to stop.
Sergio Guzman of Colombia Risk Analysis speaking with us from Cali. Thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you. Good day.